Howdy do, buckaroos. Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations podcast. It is Thursday, April 16th, 2020. I am your host, Kelly Gamont. With me today, I have John Martellaro. Hi, John.
Hi, 40% of the dream team is here.
40%.
Whoa.
Then I'd like to introduce you all to the other 60% of the dream team, Charlotte Henry. Hi, Charlotte.
I feel totally cut out of this. I'm not here anymore.
You're the 60%.
I'm not sure. I think I was being disregarded brutally.
By being the majority of the dream team? I disagree.
Well, I'm not sure that's what John meant.
Yes, it is.
I've decided that's what he meant, recovered. So there you go.
That's what I meant.
Well recovered.
So, Charlotte, I actually want to start with you and spend a moment talking about...
We're all fine here, by the way. No one's losing the plot at all. It's all okay.
We're all fine here. It's fine. Everyone's fine. How are you? Charlotte, I wanted to ask you about some data that you've got on Quibi, which is the new service. I guess that's how you're supposed to say it. That's supposed to be like nifty little episodes of TV shot vertically, so they look nice on your phone.
Sort of. Quick Bite. It's called Quibi. Quick Bites. That's what it stands for.
Mm-hmm.
Get it? So the point about it is, yes, it's completely designed to be consumed on your phone, but it can be done landscape or portrait. And if you turn it like the turn and the reorientation is instantaneous. It's very, I was playing with it and testing it and being annoying and flipping it from one side to the other, and it works really, really well. They've done that really well.
All right.
So yeah. Great time to be launching a streaming service designed for people being out and about and in coffee shops and public transport and stuff.
Yeah. So I'm sure good. It's great to watch on everybody's commute. Oh.
Oh, wait.
Yeah. anyway. Look, despite this, Meg Whitman said they got 1.7 million sign-ups the app was downloaded 1.7 million times
okay
in the first week. Not bad going.
Yeah.
As we've said with a lot of these things, it's always the bit where you first have to pay that matters. Mm-hmm. No one has to pay for Quibi at the moment for 90 days, which probably is just about save them, because no one would be paying for it at the moment, right? So they're trying to get it on people's phones and take it from there. So it's not a bad start.
Mm-hmm.
But
Charlotte, if you had $4.99 to spend, would you buy Quibi or would you buy Apple TV Plus?
I would spend it on Apple TV Plus or Disney Plus.
Yeah, because Apple sort of set the bar for, and Disney sort of set the bar for what a great streaming service should entail. And $4.99 for Quibi seems to be... maybe a good price for 2018, but not for 2020.
That's an interesting point. So I think it probably is a little bit too high. I think their assumption is it's okay because people are going to watch it all the time on the go. And the point about it is, if we just to make it really clear how it works, it's a whole range of proper programs and series and so on, but no episode lasts longer than 10 minutes. So there is dramas, like they're proper highly produced dramas, and you get 8 minutes an episode.
Okay.
So the idea is, I've got a, 8 minute tube ride.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on the subway for 10 minutes. I'll watch this episode. I'm stuck in a queue at the coffee shop. I'll watch this quick episode on my phone. So I get the concept. I think I probably agree with John, it's overpriced, but I don't know how they could have priced it much less and produced anywhere near quality content. Sure. Remember that this is, it's got big name backers, as I understand it, but it is essentially a startup.
Mm-hmm.
And so I get why they priced it at that point. I will be surprised if it can compete with Apple TV Plus, Disney Plus, and obviously it's not going to compete with Netflix.
I hate to be negative about it, but I kind of feel like it's the last one in and the first one out.
Well, it may not be, as we discovered before the show. Peacock isn't launching till July, so they won't be dead last. But the thing that strikes me about Quibi is that it's mobile only. Like, no one's going to sit down on a TV and watch
it. Peacock. No, I think we should reflect on the Peacock thing and we'll come back to that. But yes, it's totally and utterly designed for your phone and being mobile.
So, and that's great, but I also happen to know that people don't seem to mind paying actual money for like a computer program. But when you get to the App Store, everything is super cheap and free. And there's been this race to the bottom kind of in App Store pricing. And so something that's only going to live on your phone for $5 a month seems like a terrible move. I think if they were at $2.99 or $3.99, maybe that would end up being a more
I was thinking
palatable number.
I had $2.99 in my head as well, but I suspect it would absolutely decimate the quality of what they could produce.
Sure.
And also it kind of, I think possibly psychologically, it makes you look like the cheapy alternative as opposed to another player in the same game.
Sure.
Well, trying to price yourself to look like the others is a corrupt philosophy.
Okay.
I remember years ago I was shopping for a Subaru, and Subaru had this weird sports car. And they had comparing it to the Porsche, and it was obviously was not a Porsche. But they thought that in order to compete with the Porsche, they had to price it at Porsche levels. And everybody went, no, this is a Subaru. It's not a Porsche. It's never going to be a Porsche. Charging Porsche prices for a Subaru doesn't work for us. And the car eventually failed.
You drove away in the Porsche, didn't you, John?
You know he did.
I couldn't afford either.
Well, the thing, like I said, the thing that gets me about this is it's a streaming service that's only for your mobile device. And so, like, if you're going to be kind of the same price as Disney Plus, as TV, Apple TV Plus, those are things I can take and I can pay for and then watch on a much, much bigger screen and have a lovely experience. So, like, if I want to watch The Mandalorian on my phone, I can. But if I want to watch it on the TV, I totally can.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's not only a bigger screen, but it's a multiplicity of screens. If I want to start watching Brooklyn Nine-Nine on Netflix on my TV, I can. If I then want to get into bed and keep watching it on my iPad, I can. If I want to prop it up in the bath on my phone, I can.
Yes.
With Quibi, there's no flexibility. Anyway, it will be very interesting to see what happens with it and where it goes. I will be fascinated to see what happens in not just 3 months, but I think realistically 6 months for something like this, when we have any evidence of, you know, when we start, hopefully everything crossed, start seeing people out in the world, in, you know, in the next 3 to 6 months.
Yeah.
And remember, this is only in the US as well.
Right.
At the moment.
Charlotte, I have a metric for success for a streaming service. One, it has to have a rich back catalog of beloved content. Two, it has to have a reasonably good wealth of new original content. And it has to have a signature series like CBS's Picard or Disney's Mandalorian.
Well, yes, I did download Disney Plus as well.
We'll get to that in a minute.
So Quibi has none of those. Most other services have at least two. And three guaranteed success. Maybe one day I'll write an article with a chart that kind of sizes up the different streaming services and makes some predictions based on those three metrics. But Quibi looks like it's not in good shape in that regard.
So I think if we're going to be generous with it, I would say a lot of those 1.7 million downloads are just out of curiosity.
Yeah.
But also, I mean, it literally could not have launched at a worse time.
Absolutely.
So I think we have to, if we want to be fair, give it, as I say, 3 to 6 months.
Yeah.
But you asked me at the beginning, would I spend my $4.99 on that or Disney Plus or Apple TV Plus? That clearly the answer is Apple TV Plus or Disney Plus.
Sure. And speaking of Disney Plus, which I just did because I talk about The Mandalorian all the time. I wanted also to ask you, Charlotte, a bit about Disney Plus, because we've had some news on that front as well.
Yeah, so first of all, John and I discussed it, what, a couple of weeks ago, John, on Background Man, didn't we? Which you can check out. We discussed my first impressions of it because it's finally arrived in Europe. And I, listeners will like to know that I live texted Kelly through watching Star Wars for the first time.
Yes, episode four, folks. Yes. And it was very entertaining for me. Yes. I enjoyed that a lot.
Yeah. The sort of TLDR on this is that Disney Plus has hit 50 million, so got 50 million subscribers in just 5 months. Big caveat here that there's lots of deals and bundles that involve getting it for free at the moment.
Yes. I think Verizon or T-Mobile or somebody's giving it to Verizon. Mobile subscribers.
It's Verizon.
Okay.
Yeah, it's Verizon. I thought there was a couple of them. Anyway, it's doing great guns. You know, by contrast to Quibi, I don't think it could have arrived in Europe at a better time.
This is true.
So anyway, it's doing very well. And John has highlighted this in pieces, and I think I've done some reporting on this as well. Every kind of metric and number compared to Disney Plus and obviously Netflix, Apple TV Plus remains behind.
It does. Yeah.
And I don't know if the new iPhone SE, which, I mean, I think you definitely get Apple TV Plus free with that, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, the offer still stands. I checked.
Yeah.
Right. So that may give it a little bit of a new subscriber boost. People who've had older phones and will now get it free.
Sure.
But anyway, by all the metrics, Apple TV Plus is behind. And just because I know we don't have so much time left, we were meant to expect another streaming service. I know. But...
Well, before we get to that, let me give a PSA just for a moment, because this is one of those things that particularly because John and I have talked about it on Background Mode, that we now have an announcement from Disney Plus that they're putting out another chunk of Mandalorian content, which is behind the scenes and making of stuff about how they made the show. So
I need to watch it.
There's another dose of you get another slice of Mandalorian universe in the interim, particularly if you're behind the scenes nerd. That's the thing that's going to be really exciting. In case you can't tell, Kelly is one of those people. I am the target demo for this show.
Is that because all the streaming services can't produce anything new anymore? All productions and filming are off.
I don't know if it's that or if they always meant to, because the kind of people who were super excited about The Mandalorian have a lot of overlap with the kind of people who are super excited about behind the scenes and making of. And also, I think Disney wants to show it off, because the stuff that I do know about how they filmed it is that they're using this completely new mechanism for doing so, and these massive walls of screens instead of matte paintings and things. So it did, there was a lot of the camera stuff that happened, like a lot of the effects and stuff and a lot of the scenery all happened in camera, so they didn't have to go for a ton of CGI and stuff after the fact for like making it feel like a believable location, because it was already of a believable location when they were shooting. So I think there's a certain amount of that that we're going to get to see as well, because they're filming in this thing, this like, it's crazy. I can't even describe it to you. You should go find articles where people have talked about this. But it's really amazing to see how they're doing it. And we're going to get even more information about that very shortly.
Cool.
So that's going to be a lot of fun. I will have a link to that in the show notes. But since we're talking about streaming services, let's talk about one that some people might see in the near future. And I might be one of those people. We'll find out.
Yeah, Peacock. John and I, we were trying to work out if it exists at the moment. Peacock is the CNBC one, isn't it? NBC Universal.
Just NBC. Right. Yeah, NBC Universal.
Yeah, NBC Universal.
So it's the one that stopped me being able to watch Will and Grace on Amazon Prime.
Yes, that would be the one.
It was supposed to launch yesterday.
Correct.
With an upgrade for the Olympics in July. Neither one has happened.
Well,
or will happen.
It may have launched yesterday, but it's for existing Comcast and Xfinity customers who have some sort of Comcast device. I think it's called a Flex. From what we've seen, it said yesterday that if you were one of those people, you would have it. And then from there, it's going to roll out in the next few weeks, I think it says, to people who are subscribers to some certain level of Comcast. And I believe I'm one of those people. So when this shows up on my account, then I will have the Dream Team back to talk to me about it. Right now, we don't. But right now, I don't have it. And I can't confirm anyone who was able to access anything as of yesterday. So I don't know when that stuff's actually starting for folks.
Peacock Signature Series was supposed to be the Olympics that got pulled out from under them. Mm-hmm. So now they're even in a more precarious position with a lot of old content.
Well, but they're getting...
No Signature Series and no original content.
Well, I think their Signature Series is going to end up being The Office, isn't it? Because HBO got Friends, right?
Well, the Signature Series has to be new content.
Well, they say they have it, but we don't know anything about any of it that I have found so far. Or that I remember reading. Because I remember reading a number of things about Peacock, and I don't remember anything about the new show that they're bringing. Like,
no.
Everybody remembers Disney Plus was launching with a new show about Boba Fett, right? I mean, I know. But, like, there's a new show about Boba Fett. It's going to be amazing. They have Star Wars TV now. It's going to be awesome. And when TV Plus launched... We heard a lot about, they've got this new show. It's got Steve Carell and Jennifer Aniston. It's going to be amazing. And you know the guy that did Battlestar Galactica? He did a show about space. It's going to be awesome. Like, we knew those things ahead of time. Oprah, Apple TV Plus. We know that. I don't remember reading.
I stand corrected. Peacock Originals. There is an entry.
Well, they have it, but I don't remember reading anything about any of it and looking forward to getting a hold of Peacock so I could watch it.
I just saw this for the first time on the website. Brave New World, Angeline, Saved by the Bell. So it looks like they're going to have some original content.
Saved by the Bell is already a thing. Are they just bringing it back?
Oh, well, it says Peacock Originals. I assume that this was new
Yes,
content.
They are. It is back.
So their signature show is a... new version of a show we already saw?
Peacock Originals is not an original.
We call it a 90s classic, Kelly.
Okay.
We called it Charlotte's Childhood.
Okay. But don't you think classic's doing an awful lot of work there? I've watched it too.
Behave yourself.
Okay. Yeah, right. when we find out more about Peacock and presumably Saved by the Bell, we will let you know more about that. Are they just doing it again, but now? Is it the people from before? I have so many questions.
Yeah, it is. AC Slater is back. I just read about it.
I predict Peacock's going
Seriously?
To fail, too.
Oh, no. So, right, John, what's going to fail, Quibi and Peacock?
Quibi will fail first, and then Peacock will linger on and then fold.
It's bold.
All right, then.
It's bold. Well,
Apple TV will survive.
Limping
on. Disney will thrive. Netflix and Amazon will thrive. Peacock will not.
Well.
That's my prediction.
It's bold. It's bold.
There it is. Mark you heard it here first, everybody. So I'd like to thank both of you for being here today. Charlotte, thank you so much for coming by.
Thanks. I'm off to watch some TV now.
John Reyes, Sunshine Martellaro, I'm glad you're here with me.
Nice to be here. Thanks for having me.
I'm your host, Kelly Gamont. I will talk to all of you tomorrow. In the meantime, please wash your hands and let's be careful out there.